Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Jesse Garcia served four terms on the Ogden City Council. Today he shares the stories of working with his family on Weber County farms as a child.
When I started picking, I was 7 years old. We did everything from picking beans to picking onions, tomatoes, potatoes, apricots, cherries. If it was out there, we picked it here in Ogden. When we used to do it, it was a large number of people. There used to be a migrant camp on the other side of 24th Street. It used to be the Demogning Packing Corporation. They used to do the canning, you know, and everything else. But they also had people living at the migrant camp. So it's really slowed down a lot here. Not anywhere near what there used to be. It was interesting the way minimum wage came about. You could actually lose money if you went to an hourly wage as opposed to a piece. And I never forget one time that the farmer came to my father and said, okay, we have a new thing, it's called minimum wage, and I can only pay you $1.60 an hour, you know, per person. And my dad says, well, no, I can't lose money like that, because we were getting $20 per acre. If we were getting $1.60 an hour, instead of $40 a day, we'd be down to maybe $27, $28, and there was just no way we could do that. I decided after doing the farm work, I was not going to continue working with my back. I was going to try working with my head. Decided to go to school. Because of where I grew up and some of the things that I seen, I wanted to see if I could make the world a better place, if you will. So I studied sociology, and I came out of school. I started working with Community Action for a little while. I worked youth corrections for many years in hopes of getting young people out of the correctional system and onto their own life. I didn't want to be a part of raising or training model prisoners. I wanted to get them out of the system so they could enjoy their life and keep going. I'll be walking down the street. As a matter of fact, one time I was in San Francisco at a training. And I hear someone yell out, Garcia. And I looked around. It was a young man that I had at the old correctional facility. He says, Garcia, is that you? Yes, it is. I said, how you doing? We start talking. He tells his wife, remember the guy that I told you to help me get out of the system? And he was then the head maintenance man of a big hotel. And so he says, what are you doing tonight? Will you come to dinner at our house? So any kind of thing you get like that is kind of neat. You know, you help bring a family forward. So it was kind of nice. No one should be able to determine your destiny but you. Your character has to be strong, because there's going to be very many messages along the way, like you can't, you won't, you never will. And you have to turn that into saying, yes, I will. I received a lot of them growing up here in Ogden in schools. I mean, I was told I should quit going to school. I should just go back and work in the fields, because I was never going to amount to anything. And so it happened time and time again. But because I didn't let that get me. I think you should never, ever, ever let someone form your destiny but you.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.